You're listening to Speak Free with Simon O'Connor, right here on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
Well, I've got Bruce back on the phone after he debriefed us last week around the presidential debate. And of course, in America, that's all, from what I've heard, is happening. That's all that's being discussed. But just before we came on to the show, Bruce, by the way, firstly, welcome. And secondly, you were telling me some interesting facts about Bill Clinton, I think.
Well, first of all, good day from the USA, I guess. Yes, it's funny. It's all anybody can talk about right now is the debate and what we're going to do with Biden. His age is a serious factor. And I was looking up something, and I found Bill Clinton, President Bill Clinton, was elected 30 years ago and is still younger than either candidate, Trump or Biden, today. That gives you a range as to their individual ages. Biden was first elected back in 1972, so he's been around for quite a while.
He's been elected longer than I've been alive.
Oh, absolutely. He's been there for 50 years. He's never really had a real job. He's been just a public servant, I guess, is the best way to say that. He's kind of mean anyway. Let's see.
He seems to be in trouble.
He's in trouble. But the Trump camp is screaming cover up. They're saying the media they've lost all credibility. All these things that they've said, you know, this is happening and this is happening, and they've covered up Biden's obvious feebleness that we've all seen for years. Pay no attention to that man. The medical profession, it came out the other day that Biden was visited by a neurologist 8 times in 8 months who specializes in Parkinson's disease and motion disease. So they've all grabbed that bait, I like to say, or what Rush Limbaugh, the great talk show radio guy, said. They're practicing random acts of journalism, and they are seeing blood in the water, and they are finally circling, and it's all Biden, but they're never going to pry him out of there.
But isn't it extraordinary? And let's pick up on the media side for a start, because for years now, certainly looking from New Zealand, anyone who dared to question Biden's cognitive health, and I might add, Bruce, out of actually concern for him in the first instance, anyone who was raising questions was gaslit by the media. You were abused, you were called names, you were told you were creating deep fakes, you were lying, you were clearly a Trumper, and now they've just switched, and now...
Absolutely.
The American public must be outraged.
Oh, it's one of those, it's the old, if you don't have a leg to stand on, I forget. Anyway.
I know what you mean. I've forgotten it too. So some of our listeners can message it through, I'm sure, and tell us what we're thinking.
the media, where the medical, which one, what we were talking about again?
Well, the media one for first. I mean, they've gone around telling everyone it's all fine, and then all of a sudden, with the CNN debate, they can't deny it.
Yes, they've silenced everyone. There's nothing wrong with Joe. He's fine. These are deep fakes. You're catching them out of context. It's, you know, how dare you? You know, Parkinson's or any sort of other motion disease. There's clearly something going on. Don't pay attention to they give him hand printed cards as to even where to walk around on the stage. Stand here, do this. and they're just they did it with COVID too. It's, you know, anybody who went against the party line are shunned and ostracized and made look a fool. And the mirror is turned around and they themselves are looking like a fool.
This might be a bit of a left field question then. Are many media outlets going to the wall in America? And why I ask that, Bruce, is a number of New Zealand's mainstream or legacy media are struggling. One of our biggest news shows went under about a week ago. And I think partly it's because of a lack of trust. You mentioned how we've handled COVID, how we've handled political truths, how they're handling the likes of Biden. So are you seeing media going under in America?
Mm-hmm. No, not at all. It's the old William Randolph Hearst adage, if it bleeds, it leads. If there's something going on, people are watching. Doesn't matter. It's you know, train wreck. Oh my gosh, let's go see. No, we don't. We've got a solid, solid media. We also who thrive on advertising. NPR is the only actual government funded media outlet that we have. Everything else is free press. So it's free market, and if you don't do well, figure it out. but no, they're all doing well. You CNN's ratings are down, but financially, I think they're going to be fine, or they'll just diversify.
And so, but how are they reacting to news? How are they reacting to news of these doctor visits? I read about them. Others are saying, you know, they've got nothing to do with Biden's health. I mean, what's the reaction like over there at the moment about those 8 visits?
Yes, it's circle the wagons on the White House side, trying to say we can't reveal any personal information. It's doctor-patient privilege. It's blah, blah, blah. No, it's not. The White House records, you can easily check. You can check it online to see who's visited the White House. And his name popped up 8 different times in as many months. Dr. Kennard, which is funny. It's ironic that his name is Kennard. Dr. Kevin Kennard. And I think the spotlight is on him right now. But no, they're just, I don't know what they're doing. And they're circling the wagons. Trump is calling cover up. They don't know. They're going right after it. They're providing, let's see. I've got a couple of notes here. That's what I'm looking at. So I don't want to miss anything. But, oh, the big thing was the HER report has come up again. If you remember the HER, Mr. HER, or he's an attorney, interviewed Biden over the records he kept, the confidential records he kept in his garage. And HER finally put out the report saying, we can't prosecute him because he's just a feeble old man. And if we put him in front of a jury, no jury in the world would convict him because, you know, he's a sympathetic character. Well, the press has been screaming for them for the actual footage of the thing, so to watch him stumble and bumble and do whatever he's doing.
Well, HER was beaten up to a pulp. HER was beaten to a pulp by the media for making these suggestions, but it now looks like he's right on the money.
Absolutely. He's spot on, and so they want that transcript. They want to actually see, you know, how did Biden do his thing. And so now they've forced him. He's going to do a big boy press conference. So we'll see.
So do you think you'll survive? I mean, we talked about this last week. I certainly put my cards on the table and still do. I think Biden will get through this. I think he will be the Democratic nominee, but hey, I'm just a Kiwi down under. What's your take, or what are the odds there in America?
I concur. Last week he was dead man walking. This week they've revived and circled the wagons, and Joe says I'm not going. He had an interview on national TV last Friday to kind of save his face. No, he's not moving. You're going to have to force him out. 25th Amendment gets really, really messy. don't see it happening. And if he won't go, if he doesn't want to go, he won't go. And on Monday morning, the 21st, I think, the Republican convention begins. So all this is going to get pushed to the side, and it's all going to be rah-rah Republican National Convention, where all the delegates who voted in the in all those primaries that we talked about, they're all coming to Milwaukee, thousands of people.
Talk us through that, actually, because you would have been to one of these conventions or more before, but tell us quickly what it's like.
Yeah. It's a circus. Everybody believes in what you do. It's amazing. but there's the Republicans and the Democrats, and both of them have a convention, a nominating convention. And it started out years ago as big old men smoking fat cigars in smoke-filled rooms and working out the political machine to figure out who they're going to elect. And it's a brouhaha on the floor. That was years ago with Abraham Lincoln and maybe up into the early 20th century. Now they put in the primaries. Remember the playoffs? They play off and the winner takes all for each state. And Biden has now, and so has Trump. Trump has won his primaries, and now is and will be, I guess, for another word, coronated, will be named the candidate for president on the Republican side.
He'll be crowned, but of course you're a republic, not a monarchy like New Zealand.
Yeah. Yes. He will become the nominee. Between now and then, he's also going to name his vice president. The Republicans will lay out their platform. It's what it's the they put all their wish. It's a wish list into the party platform. This is what we stand for. This is who we are. This is what we're running on. It's all kind of pomp and circumstance, and a lot of people with funny hats and weird clothes saying stupid things.
But also a huge, it looks like a huge party as well. Obviously a serious, anointing whoever the candidates are, if you will. But it looks like a massive and quite fun party.
Oh, it is. It is. It's, each state has their delegation, and in each delegation are hundreds of people. And then you share stuff, and there's, you bring your memorabilia, and everybody chats with each other, and there's, each state has cocktail parties and gatherings and fundraisers. It sounds like a lot of fun.
Hey, last question for you.
It's all kind of pro forma nowadays. We already know. I mean, what they could do is just, they could do it in an afternoon, three speeches and wish everybody a good day.
But you are Americans. You like to have fun, and so it's a great thing.
Oh.
Hey, last question for you, and I think I already know the answer.
Sure.
The United Kingdom, France, and a few weeks back, the European Union all had their elections. Does that even bother Americans? Does anyone follow that? Is there any news? Does it have any impact? No, I think I know the answer.
It makes me chuckle. Folks from around the world think, Americans are arrogant. I mean, we're a big country with lots of stuff going on. And if you ask the average man on the streets in any city in the United States what happened in England and France in the past week, they wouldn't be able to tell you. the election of the new prime minister, I knew about it. The new prime minister, it's Savage. Anyway,
no one can say his name. It's a Keir Starmer. It's unusual to us to hear.
It's like, Starmer. As an American, Starmer. And then the French turned left. So, I don't know what's going to happen, but nobody in America knows or has it even on their mindset. It might have glanced on it on a website news blur, but that's about it.
Well, Bruce, I'm incredible.
The legacy media, like I call it legacy, ABC, NBC, CBS, they've covered it. So that's where I picked it up. And I know we're running short on time. So.
Yeah, but it's one of those things, isn't it? They'll report it, but as you said, it's not really resonating into America. The United States. You're a big, big country. There's a lot going on.
All the time.
My friend, thank you so much for joining us again this morning and talking us through. I suspect the coming weeks will just be all about Biden, Biden, Biden. But let's see. But Bruce, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, if I might, in the coming weeks, I think we've got some big things coming up. We've got two conventions and the Olympics, which is going to be everything. And untold number of hurricanes and whatever else is coming down the line. So we'll have
there will
lots
be
to talk
there will
about,
be no shortage, no shortage.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to do this, and good day all in all you Kiwis.
Thanks, Bruce.
Are you loving what you're hearing? Well, the establishment hates it, and right now they're conjuring up new ways to try and censor RCR. To ensure you never miss a beat of the hard-hitting news you've come to know and love, make sure you're on the RCR mailing list. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.